Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled Persuasion Secrets That Worked. We're talking about sales. Why is it important to understand selling as part of your business and the importance of being able to be persuasive? Because you are a salesman, no matter what industry in or what role you play within your company. Selling is a natural skill. It's developed as a child. You may know it as persuasion, said Jeffrey Gitmer. Do you want to boost your selling power? Then add power to your persuasion. How can you add power to your persuasion? How can you become more effective at persuading your customers to buy? Here's a top 10 list. Be positive. I'm from Georgia. We kind of talk funny sometimes, but never underestimate us. Here's what one successful insurance salesman from South Georgia had to say. You can no more sell something you don't believe in, then you can come back from someplace you ain't been. Successful salespeople are positive people. They have positive mental attitudes about themselves, the companies they represent, the products or services they're selling, the prospects they're attempting to persuade, the country they live in. They're positive about everything. There is no room for sticking thinking when you are committed to making great things happen in your life. Enthusiasm is contagious. When you're excited about life and the work you're doing, you can persuade with power because you get other people excited. Passion sells, my friends. And let's reiterate a little bit. When we're talking about being positive and being enthusiastic, you can see that when, especially in affiliate marketing, you are actually selling someone else's product. So either you got to be a user of it, or you know someone, or it's a field that you're actually in that you're helping your competitor sells his products so you can earn commission on those products. So it's important to understand exactly how you can, in essence, sell. Because if you truly believe in it, then you can sell it. And I'm going to reiterate this again. Something that an insurance salesman said, you can no more sell something you don't believe in than you can come back from someplace you ain't been. Prospect. Successful salespeople have learned to direct their persuasive power toward people who have resources to buy and have good reasons to buy what they are selling. Successful salespeople pinpoint prospects who are likely to provide long-term profitability. They analyze the possibilities for cross-selling. They know that it takes an average of 3 calls to cross-sell an existing customer, but 7 to sell to a new customer. In short, the powerful persuader targets all efforts at the person who has the resources the motivation, and the authority to buy, and the potential for profitable repeat sales. What we're talking about here is an online business, because you use autoresponders to send out information to your list, and your list has opted in because they want to hear from you. And you often hear the money's in the list. And that's true for one reason and one reason only, because these are people who are more geared towards buying you. Because if you are sending out emails, and I am constantly getting sales letters from people that I follow, and, you know, I'm already predisposed to purchasing their products because I follow them and I know that they're leaders within their industry. So guess what? They are going to send me an email every day. Why? Because I may not buy today, I may not buy tomorrow, but I may buy on the third day. And if I'm a new person that they are contacting through a list, by sending in an email every day, then they're hoping that by the end of the week, you will get their email, and it will, from seeing it constantly on a daily basis, you're going to be more primed to buy by the time that sales letter comes on the seventh day. Prepare. The average salesperson all work like crazy to get an appointment, then blow the opportunity with the poor presentation after the decision maker has agreed to the interview. You don't make sales to busy people by rambling on for 40 minutes about features and benefits. Usually, after such disjointed presentations, neither the salesperson nor the prospect can summarize what's just been said. Professional salespeople always do their homework. They know that the better they're prepared, the more persuasive they'll be when they walk in to make a presentation. They research to find out everything they need to know about the prospect. They plan what they will show and what they will say. And they practice, practice, practice. There is a great book out there called How to Get Your Point Across in 60 Seconds or Less by Milo Frank. I bought it as a joke to give my mother-in-law for Christmas. She didn't laugh. And what we're going to do in the first few seconds here is talk about why it's important to be able to give an elevator speech. That elevator speech is something where within 30 seconds, you can tell someone exactly what you do and how you do it and who your prospect is. When you are selling someone, you want to know exactly what their behavior pattern is. Because if you are someone who is very detail-oriented and you're trying to sell someone who just wants to know what's the bottom line being, how is it going to benefit me and what's the cost? Now, I go to the gym on a regular basis, and recently I replaced the braces that I wore as a child. And in doing so, for my hand, I have a brace that covers my wrist to support it and my thumb to keep my wrist straight and my hand in the proper position. And I always wore gloves when I reach for the bar. Well, using the brace gets my hand in the proper position on the bar, but it does not cover my my fingers are exposed. And Friday, when I was at the gym, Someone told me about a glove that you can get that covers your fingers and your palm, but it does not have to cover your whole hand like the regular exercise gloves do. So I went online and I found it and I purchased it, but I was already prepared and looking for something, because every time I would grab the ball with my right hand, it was always slipping off, partly because the fingers don't always grab, but when I had the glove on, it would, and had the rubber on the bar, then it would hold the hand to the bar, and it gave me a better grip. And what I knew I was looking for was something that I could put on those fingers. So I was already prepared to look for and purchase something that would help me when it came to exercising. So it's important. And, you know, in just 2 days, it's Christmas. And on Christmas, people give you gag gifts as well as gifts that they believe will help you. So remember and think about it. If you're a salesperson or you're purchasing something for someone who is a salesperson, what is something that you can give them that would help them build their business or their knowledge? And the best thing you can do is to learn how to read people, because you want to know. And it's better to give someone a synopsis of something, and then if they're very detailed, they will ask you more and more questions till they're satisfied with your answers. But they're there because they most likely know that you're selling something that they need. Perform. Amateur salespeople complain furiously when they are beaten out by a competitor. The customer was no idiot. The complainer was just outperformed by a more competitive salesperson. Remember, people don't buy, they're sold. In fact, nothing is ever bought. Everything has to be sold. If you don't make it a strong presentation, you can't persuade your prospect to buy. Powerful persuaders are like stage actors playing a full house. They are artists making their presentations. They're entertaining and informative to watch and hear. To succeed in business, you have to make every second and every minute of your action time count. Remember this, when you are selling someone, and it follows on what we were talking about before, about performing. Because you truly need to understand how you can sell someone exactly what they want and what they need. Be perceptive. Powerful persuaders are alert to everything that happens during a sales interview. They are not preoccupied with personal problems, with airline schedules, or even with the next call they are going to make. They know that researching a sales goal and reaching it always begins with making the sale at hand. Powerful persuaders tune in to their prospects and look for the motivating forces in life of each. Once they discover the motivating force, they play to the motivation to add power to their persuasion, learn to read their prospects, and to discover the motivations they have to buy and not to buy. And, you know, I just mentioned about buying those half gloves. Well, it just so happened that before she even mentioned the half gloves to me, I was already talking to a trainer about getting something to use to cover my fingers. And he was saying, sports tape. But you know what? Sports tape is something that I would have to keep repurchasing and repurchasing, and that was not what I wanted to do. That's why when someone mentioned to me about the half gloves, it was like, yeah, I'm going to go online and look them up. And I found exactly what I wanted and went on and purchased it. Yes, it's expensive, more so than just buying regular gloves. But at the same time, I know this is something I will use for many years to come. And if you as a salesperson, and I'm walking into the store, you need to already be observant and see when I tell you what it is that I'm looking for, that I'm already prepared to purchase the product no matter what it costs. So when you think of what you as a salesperson need to do, it is very important that when you, now think about it, you have people calling you every day and giving you a pitch to sell you on the phone, but they have no idea unless they sit there and ask you certain questions what it is that you truly need. So be perceptive means that when you're on the phone selling or when you're talking to someone face to face, you need to look them in the eyes, you need to ask the right questions. Therefore, you know exactly what your prospect needs, and you can help them find what will meet that need for them. Probe. Average salespeople do a lot of talking. That's why silence is so threatening to most salespeople. The instant a prospect pauses to take a breath, the amateur will jump in with a sales spiel just to break the silence. Be powerful persuaders. Use questions to diagnose the needs and concerns of a prospect, much as a skilled physician uses them to diagnose the problems of a patient. They become masters of asking penetrating questions, and they use these questions to draw prospects into the selling prospect. What we're talking about here is questions. How many of you can think of questions that you would be asking a prospect who wants to use your services or even your products? What if they need to improve their communication skills in the workplace? What if they need to improve their interviewing skills in the workplace? What and how will you help them improve those skills? How will you help them reach their end goal, whether it's buying a product, buying a service, no matter what it is? What if you're a retail store and you sell bedding? People like have different issues when it comes to sleep. Some people have arthritis that they need a bed that is soft, that won't create more problems for them. Some people truly need a hard bed with a lot of support for their body. So how do you help them find the right kind of mattress that will help them fit their needs? Just think about it. Not that you need to be a mattress salesman, but think about the different types of beds and you as a customer would need. Then think about what types of questions you can use, whether it's buying a bed or buying a training program or buying furniture.
especially when you are looking at buying furniture, you need to look, ask them what size room, what's the layout of the room, how is it going to all fit together, what is it that they want to be able to do? Do they have a lot of company? Do they live alone? What is it that fits their needs? How can you find the right questions to ask your customer to help them personalize? The most powerful word in selling is you. The emphasis on you marks the difference between manipulative and non-manipulative selling. Manipulative selling is self-centered. It focuses on what the salesperson wants and needs. Non-manipulative selling is client-centered. It focuses on the needs and the desires of the prospect. A person who is looking at the business proposition you are offering wants to know just one thing. What's in it for me? Remember the call letters, WIIFM, because when you selling someone, you got to point out the benefits to them. What's in it for me? If you want to add a power to your persuasion, personalize every part of your presentation to meet your prospect's own personal needs and wants. That's where your questioning comes into being able to understand exactly what the individual prospect's needs are. The probing questions get you down to each one of those needs. So remember, what is the individual's personal needs and wants, and how can it benefit them? For instance, what if I hadn't bought the gloves online and I went into a sporting goods store and I told them what I wanted? It's pretty obvious why I want them, but then he would want to know what types of exercise do you use? Where do you, how often do you exercise? Because, you know, it's like I had to make sure that I bought something that was very heavy duty, because I know that for me, that especially like we're in the winter months, and it just so happens I live in a warm climate, but it still gets cold and my hand still stiffens up. So I will always probably need to wear gloves just because it gives me a better grip whenever I'm grabbing something. Please, persuaders seek to close sales by pleasing their clients. When prospects become excited about the idea of owning what you're selling, they become customers. Professional salespeople know that they can't force their prospect to buy. Their challenge is to make them want to buy. So they seek to please them in so many ways that they create the desire to buy. And you know, when we're looking at selling products or services, we are looking at things where you would think that you know as much as or more about the individual and what their needs are. Why? Because you know what? When you buy something, you are constantly looking for those products that someone can use today, tomorrow, in the future, where, and especially in training, you want to, they may want to know that if I, as an individual, am looking to sell my services, then I might need to know how to be a good professional speaker. And when, and there are training programs out there where I, as an individual, can purchase and learn the skills of the 8 platform skills and how to sell from the front of the room. Many years ago, before the actual use of the internet, what did people do? They actually, especially speakers, they went to work for training companies where they were sent out to do presentations. And you may not have worked more than 10 to 15 days a week, a month, but here's the kicker. You flew out on Sunday so you could prepare the room on Monday. And in the room, you also had to set up your back of the room sales. So you had to know how to sell from the platform. Well, today, you don't have those training companies hiring people. And how are you going to sell yourself? You're going to sell yourself through videos. You're going to sell yourself through podcasting like this. There's various ways today that you can utilize the things that you need to do to sell. It's just a matter of understanding where you are and what you want to say. Salespeople with selling savvy don't make statements. They can't back up the facts, and they don't expect their clients to accept at face value everything they say. They always prepared to prove, even claim they make to back up those claims with hard data, with test results, and with performance records. One of the best ways to persuade by proving is to give proof statements from people who are happy with your products and services, which means that you need testimonials. And those testimonials are things that you put on your website. Facts and testimonials are very persuasive, so you have to learn how to use them to become a powerful persuader. Call on good prospects as many times as it takes to sell them. About 80% of sales are made on the 5th call or later. Yet studies have shown that 50% of all Americans salespeople call on a prospect one time and quit. 18% call on a prospect twice and give up. 7% call 3 times and call it quits. 5% call on a prospect 4 times before quitting. Only 20% call on a prospect 5 or more times before they quit. It's that 20% that closes 80% of the sales in America. You don't have to become a dynamic personality to sell. You don't have to put pressure on people or out-talk people to sell. The most savvy thing you can do is to apply your own selling savvy to those 10 ways to add strength to your persuasion. Learn how to persuade more effectively, and you will boost your selling power. And in these last few seconds, I would like to remind you that you can go to my website, and that website is the number one, personalcareercoach.com. And there you can learn and find out how you can put together an effective presentation.